Welcome to We The Podcast, the show about how the people outside of the billionaire and millionaire class, you know, most of us, engage the economy. We spend a lot of time talking about how important unions are. In fact, the right to collectively bargain is fundamental to working class prosperity. On this episode, we're going to see how organized labor is in action on the streets of my home city, Minneapolis. Right now, almost 5,000 Minnesota nurses are on strike. The nurses' union and their employer, Allina Health, are in the process of negotiating a new 3-year contract. The central issue is that Allina wants the nurses to give up their union-run health insurance plans and move to a high-deductible plan run by Allina. After months of tense negotiations and a 1-week strike, the nurses reluctantly agreed to phase out their plans if they kept some ability to negotiate over the benefits in their new plans. Allina said no, and the two sides reached an impasse. I went down to the picket line just to talk directly with the workers who have so much at risk. And I talked with a few striking nurses. I wanted to hear straight from them, why is this negotiation so important? And what is so high stakes that they've decided to go on strike?
Picket line with the Minnesota Nurses Association, and Mary Turner is the president. Mary, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Mary Turner. I'm the president of Minnesota Nurses Association.
My name is Sara Yusuf. I'm one of the nurses in Allina.
My name is Angela Vicchetti. I'm a registered nurse at Abbott Northwestern and also part of the negotiating team.
So, Mary, can you start us off? What are the issues that the nurses are confronting, and why did they feel the need to strike?
Well, first of all, the issues that the nurses brought to the table were staffing, safe staffing, and protection against violence at work. That's what our nurses brought to the table. It was Allina that brought to the table the insurance and wanting the basically take the control of our insurance out of our contract and hand it all over to Allina. That's really the down and dirty of what it is.
Now, Mary, if they were to achieve that, what would that mean for the nurses' health care?
Well, right now we have something in our contract, four little words, no diminishment of benefit.
Right.
And what that does for us is when the contract is signed, then that ensures that whatever is covered under the insurance when it is signed stays covered for the term of the contract. If you take that out, they can change what they cover, formularies, any procedures, at a whim of at any time they want. That's what would happen. That's the kind of control that they want. Angela can talk more specifically about what has actually been going on at the table also. But also in our contracts, the percentage that we pay is a set thing. And they want to be able to change that percentage from year to year and not be tied into our contract. They want the control out of our contract and in their hands.
So you want better health and safety rules for your nurses, and what they want you to do is to give up control over your health care policy, and which would allow them to push more costs onto the nurses and to be able to diminish benefit, because if they are trying to take out the provision no diminishment of benefit, then they must be trying to diminish your benefit, right?
That's absolutely correct.
So tell us a little bit, Angie, what are you seeing at the bargaining table right now?
I think it's been very frustrating for the team and the nurses here of Allina, because Allina has not wanted to negotiate with us. They just keep taking from us and not willing to compensate us in any way. You know, that no diminishment of benefits clause, Penny Wheeler stated it. Well, we need the control in it. Why would you want to change the value of our health care? We are your workers. We should be valued employees that we provide for our patients. So we need that protection.
So, Zara, you're a nurse. What kind of nursing do you do at Allina?
I work Abbott Northwestern and I'm a med-surg floor nurse. I've been working for Allina at Abbott Northwestern for 10 years, caring for sick patients, sickest of the sickest, surgical patients, medical surgical patients, patients who have complicated medical needs at the bedside. And I am very disappointed that I have to be outside today while I've been a nurse, a valuable nurse for a long time, and I have five small children that needs needs money.
Well, you know, Zahra, I want you to talk about that a little bit. I mean, you went into nursing because you love to take care of people when they need you, and you also went into nursing so you could make a living for your family, and yet there's a lot on the line for you. It's not easy for you to be out here. Can you talk about that?
It's very hard. I chose this profession to help people. I'm a person of people. I've been loving to be a nurse for entire life. I care the people the way I want to care my family and myself, and that has been my passion. I chose to be a nurse because I like to help people when they're down, when they're sick. Whenever I can make them happy, I feel good. And that bothered me that I'm not inside and doing the care and that I was supposed to do as a nurse.
So Zahra, talk to me a little bit about why it's important for you as a line nurse taking care of patients to have good health care. I mean, it's possible that people who are sick or maybe the people are heavy, it might mean that you need health care sometimes, maybe even more than the average person out there in the public. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, every day at work, there are sick people, there are confused people, there are psych people. Every day at work, it's not safe, and I don't feel safe. I got injured a few times at work. I do need health insurance more than anyone else because I'm an unsafe environment that I'm working every single day, and I'm not knowing what's going to happen to me. I protected them every day, and I don't know when I will be injured. I need health care more than anyone else. To take care of these people. So myself to be healthy is very important for my family and for my sick people, my patients, and everyone else. So I do really, really need the health insurance.
Tell us a little bit about what's at stake right now.
Well, what's at stake is that this whole, the nurses have to get with the future. Now we're behind the times with our insurance, that the high deductible is the way of the future, and that is going to be the downfall not only of society, because they can't afford to use their insurance anymore. It's no small coincidence that hospital after hospital is closing med-surg floors and turning them into intensive care beds, and the reason is because people cannot afford to go to that doctor when they need to go. They don't go and check out their blood pressure they should have checked out 2 years ago or any other condition like that. It waits until they are found unconscious in their living room floor and being brought into the intensive care. As an intensive care nurse at North Memorial, we're seeing that more and more, that the first time people access health care is when they're being brought into the intensive care. And at $6,000 to $8,000 a day, that is not responsible spending of our health care dollars.
Well, Zahra was just saying that, you know, she really needs health care because she is a nurse and her health is at risk in the course of her job. And you were saying, Mary, that one of the things you wanted at the bargaining table is more safety precautions for the nurses.
Right.
And they say, if you want those safety precautions, then you got to give us back control over your health care.
Right. And are they holding our safety and our health hostage? Is that what they're doing here? You know, nurses are, and the new statistic is 7 to 12 times greater chance of experience a violent act at work over any other profession. And I mean policemen, police people, construction workers, miners, you name it. And what they're saying to our bargaining team is, basically, are we not worth it? We're not worth it until we give up the control.
So final words, you guys. I mean, you have a lot of people out here on the bargaining, on the picket line with you. I mean, tell us what we need. Tell the public what they need to know if they want to support the nurses.
the public needs to understand, and they need to know that we're outside because we have no health insurance. Alina's taking a control of our needs, and we need support. We need outside to support us, to stand with us, and to understand where Alina are coming from, that they don't need we to win. They need to break us down and bust in our union and to not have a health insurance for our family and ourselves.
And Mary, you're the president of M&A. What, tell us a little bit about you and things you want the folks to know.
I would like the people to know that, if they didn't already know, that the nurses are the caregivers of society. And as such, we don't need to apologize any longer for wanting health care that we can afford to use. Because this will be a sorry state of affairs if nurses can no longer afford to use their health care and they become the patients that are in the ICUs.
Well, so Angie, do you want to give us an idea, give folks out there the idea of what is at stake here and what you want them to know as we wrap it up?
You know, I want the public to come out and talk with us on the picket line. I want them to come out and chat with these nurses and see that we're out here fighting for them. You know, every day our hospitals run short staffed, and what is hurt at the end is the public and our practice. And that's why we're out here fighting for them. We should have health care to protect us so we don't expose our patients to more diseases and stuff like that. So it's about protecting our patients and our community at most.
We all have to go to the hospital at some point in our lives. And when we do, we spend most of our time with nurses. They provide the care in healthcare. They work demanding jobs to keep us healthy and safe. And their workplace can be dangerous, and they're more susceptible to getting sick. They really need good healthcare. Nurses, like all working Americans, are part of the backbone of our country. And like all of us, they should have the right to organize. They should have the right to negotiate benefits like good healthcare benefits, which suit their needs. Labor unions are only one of the many ways workers can stand on equal footing with their bosses and demand fairness for themselves and their families. And as history has shown, organized labor is often the only way working Americans can get a fair deal. For this episode of We the Podcast, this is Keith Ellison, and I will see you next time. Do me a favor, people. I need you on this one. Head on over to We the Podcast on iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to We the Podcast. This episode of We the Podcast was produced by Jamie Long and Brett Morrow and a whole lot of my really cool friends at the Minnesota Nurses.